When you're overseas, when you hear about Canada, you know, it's like big things. Like, it's like a peaceful country, respecting human rights. Like, you have a right to defend yourself and told, you know, what happened for you, and they're gonna treat you humanely. And after that, you can build your, you know, your future and have like a bright future in this country. That's what you see from outside.
He came to Canada asking for refugee because of the oppression that happens in Egypt. You know, people get taken in just by connection. And that's what happened to him.
It was a nightmare. When they arrested me the first time, I didn't even know why. They didn't show me anything, just a paper. And they told me that they're going to send me to my country after 3 days. So they put me in jail, in RDP jail, with criminals, with gangsters, without knowing anything about my case. And they told me, we want to send you to deport you because CSIS has grounds to believe that you were, or you are, or you will be dangerous for national security.
Imagine my husband has been 7 years in jail without knowing the evidence against him, without under the fear of deportation to torture, and under what's so-called security certificate.
In terms of the evolution of them, I think it's fair to say that even for some time before 2001, they were already being used to target people of Arab or Muslim backgrounds.
What the security certificate has become, in our opinion, is a kind of ordinary rendition process, a legal way in which our government can send someone to a place where they will get tortured.
You cannot imagine what means they put you in a small cell, 2 meters, 3 meters, they close the door and they tell you, you're a terrorist.
If he's been taken here, if he goes back to Egypt, he will go straight to jail and being tortured there.
It's tough life for me because this is the first time, you know, in my life in jail. And I don't have experience, you know, how to deal with it, and find myself, you know, behind like small cells, door closed 24 hours, the light like more than 16 hours. When they turn on night, it's not turn half, just halfway turn light off, it's still light. And find myself, you know, it's very hard. What time is it? What's gonna happen for you? You know, I spent most of the time, you know, crying at night. You don't know what's gonna happen for me, and it's now suffering, you know, inside. Like it's like, and too much, you know, thinking. And I was like on like that time. It's just pushing for deportation, and like file was beginning. I don't know what's gonna happen for me, and it's a nightmare.
I met with my lawyer, Maître Joanne Doyon. And she gave me 400 pages. Nothing about me, except 14 pages. In those 14 pages, it was a profile, a racial profile, saying that I am Arab, one. I am Muslim, two. Three, I'm black belt in karate, and I was teaching martial arts. Four, I'm married, I have two children. Five, I was doing a master's degree in University of Montreal, and I was planning to do my PhD. Six, I am owner of a restaurant. And seven, I did a trip to Pakistan. Seven. So they put me in jail for 21 months. And I took a clear strategy. I refused to testify. So I asked people I knew, my teachers, some of my friends, my family, to testify on my behalf, because I didn't want to participate to a Kafkaian trial. I cannot cross-examine the people who are testifying against me. They can obtain torture from Guantanamo Bay, from Abu Ghraib, from a black site of the CIA, and I cannot even challenge those evidence, those secret evidence. So I refused to participate in this parodie de justice. So after 21 months, I finally talked with the judge. When the judge promised me, he told me, if you talk to me, I will release you.
The things that, of course, is important to bear in mind from the outset when we talk about security certificates is that it's a process wholly distinct from the criminal justice process. Under our criminal law, all of us are considered innocent until proven guilty, and proven guilty where the Crown has a burden to establish our guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. In the security certificate process, there's not so much as a charge laid or an indictment. A person is simply detained on the basis of the certificate that's signed by the minister, and it's not until that person essentially can prove their innocence that they may be released.
And with detention, they took him. At the beginning, he was in general population. And after 9/11, they put him in segregation. So most of his time was in segregation, in was detention, with all kinds of mistreatment, physically, verbally, and otherwise, mentally.